The rest of the story. It was easy money. At least that's what Timothy Dick told himself when he started dealing cocaine. He was still an undergrad at Western Michigan University when he and a friend got the idea. College students never seemed to have enough cash, so they began by selling a little bit here and a little bit there, and before they knew it, they had a full-fledged business going. After graduating 1976, Timothy kept dealing, and year after year, the business kept growing. In fact, he was right in the middle of a $43,000 cocaine deal when the clients revealed themselves as cops. It was part of a statewide undercover operation. 20 other pushers got hit in the same bust. Timothy Dick was arrested and charged with possession and distribution of narcotics. 60 days in a county jail holding cell. At his subsequent arraignment, Timothy pleaded guilty. He would be released until sentencing, 8 months hence. It was all so unreal, first to the family and friends who thought they knew nice guy Tim, but especially to him. And the one thing that was hardest to believe was that he was going to prison, which indeed he was. But this is the rest of the story. While waiting to be sentenced, Timothy took a job at a Detroit sporting goods store. He spent his evenings at a local nightclub, and one night on a dare from a friend, he got up on the stage. It took 4 beers to get him in the mood, but once he stood in front of that audience and heard that applause and that laughter, he realized this was where he belonged. Maybe he thought after doing a little time he could try show business. The surprise came in November of 1980 when his sentence was handed down. Sandstone Correctional Institution, Federal Prison, 8 years. Well, it did not take much adding on his fingers for Timothy to figure it out. By the time he'd be ready to start over, he'd be a 35-year-old convicted drug dealer. And the world does not offer a whole lot of options or opportunity for people like that. But this world, this time, did. For you see, instead of 8 years, Timothy was released in 20 months. And the path from that day to this has been a straight and narrow one. By the way, the nightclub where Timothy used to hang out while awaiting sentencing, that nightclub is one still in existence, one with which Detroiters are quite familiar. The scene of his stand-up debut was Detroit's Comedy Castle. Remember, that was before he was sentenced. When he was out on parole, he told jokes that night on a dare. Well, he has never stopped telling jokes. For the ex-pusher, with 2 years of hard time to show for his mistakes, is right now our nation's laughter leader. Our nation's laughter leader. The star of the top-rated television series, Home Improvement. You thought you knew Timothy Allen Dick, Tim Allen. Now you know the rest of the story.